This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So I'm with Des and John. Des and John, well, you've got a long history with this fair, don't you?
Very long history. Seemingly, I started it with two others in 1986, before homosexual law reform was passed. And then the following year, I continued on my own and ran it for 10 years.
The joy was it was a fair for a fair law. That was how it was promoted. And look what's happened since. We've had some fair laws. So well done, Des.
Did you ever think it would be around 32 years after you had formed it?
No, I didn't think about that. But all I know that is it worked well, and that's why I kept at it for 10 years. But then it was threatened with divorce if I ran another one.
That was after 10 years, yeah. But because in those days, Des would take about 3 months off work to organise it. Yeah, and that meant no income. I was starving.
So when you look around today, can you describe for me what we're seeing?
Yeah, it's just that a lot of people and the diversity of the people, the colour, and also the noise, and lots of people to wave out to that we know, which is great. And yeah, it's just changed, and a lot of young people.
That's good.
And so many more people from when we first started. So it was great.
One of the joys is that there are people here who would have nothing to do with us in 1986. I mean, you have got some Vincent DePaul running a store, and Vinnie's would not even take a poster in Newtown for the fairs. Yeah, and of course we all know the history of the Salvation Army. I'm still not likely to buy anything off their store.
I have to admit that I still feel a little bit... I think my heckles sort of get raised or whatever, but anyway, when I do see the religious groups which gave us such a hard time. So anyway, but that's in the past. Let's go forward.
Well, and it's good to see that there's real energy. It seems, I've just visited a couple of the stalls, there seems to be a real energy for change, for making things more inclusive and more accepting.
That's true, and this is it. And the visibility is the importance. People say, why do you need a gay, lesbian pride march? Why do you need a fair? If we don't, we're not visible. We get lost with everyone else, and therefore homophobia will increase, and racism, and all those things that we don't want in our society. So, yeah, be out, be proud.
Yeah, picking up on Desi's point, I've never forgotten Fran Wilde during law reform saying there are two V's you need to remember. Visibility and vigilance, because there are people who still want to turn back the clock. And as Des says, if we're not visible, they might just get an edge in and sort of change political views.
It's been quite a sad year for the Wellington kind of rainbow LGBTI communities, with a number of people passing away, people like, you know, Dana DeMilo and Shelley and Virginia.
King Case Cooge.
And yes, yes. Mm. Do you have any memories that you want to share?
Well, with Dana, I mean, Dana to us is magic, or was magic. She was amazing, because a person who was transgender, who stood up, and if you know about her history and the way the cops treated her way back and took her to the police station and made her strip off to put men's clothing on, and, I mean, that would not happen now. I mean, anything like that happening now would just hit headlines. And so, yeah, Dana, and I remember Case and John Mackay, people like that, who were so involved with the Victoria Club and also the Grain of Salt, the restaurant they ran. And, yeah, it's... yeah, but I suppose now, nearly 80, that it won't be long before we'll be talked about, hopefully, or maybe we'll be forgotten.
We'll silently fade away, dear.
I don't believe that you'll be forgotten or silently fade away. Just kind of get that feeling.
But most of my energies now, I just feel that the comfortable that the gay community is out there. So most of my energy is now with conservation. And I often said, if it weren't through the bigots and the homophobia, conservation would have gained far more, because that's where my first love is being involved with restoration of our forests and also of educating people on how to look after the earth. And let's hope we look after the people that are on the earth and we look after the earth. So that's where my energy is these days.
I don't think I can really add to that except go back to your comment about Dana. I think Dana was absolutely incredible. She had a terrible time and she didn't seem to harbour any bitterness. And she had a charm and an energy and was just a sheer delight. And yeah, I shall miss her very much.
If somebody can't attend today or can't attend the other Pride events for whatever reason, what kind of message would you like to give them?
Just be out, be proud, and just remember that it's a good idea to try and support the gay community events, because that way we are out, and that for those who can't attend for other reasons or are still hiding in the closet, just think about who you are, feel okay and comfortable with who you are, and then you can go forth in life and enjoy it. Have fun.
I would endorse that. I would say it's very important to be out if you possibly can. But if you can't, enjoy life. And you know, there's nothing to stop you coming to a gay fair, because you don't have to be gay to do so. This is a community event, a broader community event, and that's one of the very important things that has happened. It's not an isolated clique which is having an affair. We're part of the community now, and good on us.